I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. 10 years and $35 million in the making, the new musical version of King Kong updates the original movie story to conform to someone's idea of modern standards. Anne Darrow is no distressed maiden. She's a fully empowered woman. She needs no one to rescue her from Kong's grasp, so her love interest, Jack, has been banished from the show. And on Skull Island, where she and a greedy film producer are on location and discover Kong, there are no human inhabitants. Too culturally risky. The biggest thing that hasn't changed is this. And there he goes, running for the Empire State Building. The ape is remarkable. He, or it, is a 20-foot-tall, one-ton creature, part animatronic, part puppet. 10 on-stage acrobats maneuver King Kong, and technicians operate computers off-stage to manipulate a range of emotions. The ape's introduction toward the end of Act One is what everybody's waiting for, and it's no disappointment. But although Christiane Pitz as Anne sings her heart out to a workaday score, the show's script is flat. There's little to admire except the spectacle of Kong. Maybe Kong will win some sort of special effects Tony Award, but then he'll probably eat it. King Kong is at the Broadway Theater. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.